Close your eyes. Be sensitive to the breath. Notice when it comes in, when it goes out. Notice when it comes in, where you feel it. When it goes out, where do you feel it? Focus your attention there. Try long breathing for a while to see if that feels good. Then shorter breathing, fast, slow, heavy, light, deep, shallow. Experiment to see what kind of breathing feels best for the body right now. When it feels good, think of that sense of well-being spreading throughout the body. So your awareness is filled with a sense of comfortable breathing. The breath here, of course, means energy. It's not so much the air coming in and out through the nose, but it's a flow of energy in the body. And you can feel that anywhere in the body. Just think of it being wide open, flowing smoothly. This is our resistance. This is our food for the mind, our sustenance from the mind inside. Because if the mind doesn't get any sustenance inside, it's going to go outside, looking for its pleasures, looking for its entertainment outside. When you do that, you're going to pick up the germs that are floating around outside, germs of greed, aversion, and delusion. They seem to be everywhere. Especially there's a lot of aversion right now in the world. You don't want to pick it up. It's a pandemic. Of course, it's not the case that your mind is pure and the world is defiled with germs. You have your own germs too. But if you can feed the mind well with this good medicine of the breath, then you're not so likely to fall for the germs, be affected by the germs. You're building up your resistance. You've got a source of strength inside, so make the best use of it. As John Lee would like to point out, we have so many potential strengths in the body and in the mind. Yet most people don't make use of them. As a result, we're dependent on things outside. And we're dependent on things outside. Who knows what germs are packed into what's being sent our way. So develop your own inner medicine right here. When germs do come in and begin to take hold, you use your powers of concentration, you use your powers of discernment to obliterate them so they don't take hold and don't have an effect on your thoughts, your words, your deeds. Then you're safe. Then you're healthy. As the Buddha said, people in the world are sick. They're sick with these mental diseases. Not the mental diseases that send you into a mental institution, but they're bad enough so that the world is a dangerous place to be. So we've got to provide ourselves with protection, build up our resistance inside. Then you can be in the world where there are lots of different germs. You don't pick them up. The Buddha's image is of your hand. If there's a wound in your hand, you pick up poison, it's going to kill you. If there's no wound in your hand, then you can pick up poison and it doesn't have any effect. Same way, if you wound yourself with thoughts of greed, aversion, and delusion, then it's easy for those germs to come in and combine with your own inner germs. Then the mind gets really sick. So for the health of the mind, the healthiness of the society around you, make sure that you're not distributing germs around and that you're not getting sick. You're not a disease vector. This is where we can live safely in the world.